If he was a poet, had he ever been a poet, he would say that it's some sort of high style poetry. But he was not a poet. Okay. The other thing is that about them, 99%, 0.9, were illiterate. They didn't know how to read or write. This is very important. You can deduce some lessons from that. You can deduce some lessons from any point that I said. They were illiterate. In other words, when you are illiterate, what do you depend on? You depend on what? Memory. All of us now don't depend on memory because it's very simple. Instead of mentioning a hadith, you just go to a CD and you make search and you find the hadith and you put it in front of you and you say it. That's what we are doing now. The Arabs were illiterate. So that means they depended on memory. And this is why you would find someone said a whole poem for the first time, and then after he finishes, the person who is sitting here, he would say, "Hey, you made a mistake." What is the mistake? He recites the whole poem again, and he said that you made a mistake in this. Instead of saying this, you should have said this because the rhyme broke in this. Try to imagine. For the first time to hear this, to hear something, they just memorize it. And this was one of the wisdoms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He selected those people. They were illiterate. And you know that Quran came to us not through books. Through what? Through memorization. And you can go to any place, you don't have a single copy of the Quran, and you find the imam is reading, and when he makes a mistake, people are correcting him. Why? How do we correct him? Because of what? Because of the memorization. Even if we depend on the Quran that we have now, the Mus'haf that we have now, there's a mismatch between what we read and what is written. You don't believe me? The word as-salah, how it is written in the book. Alif, lam, sad, lam, waw, alif, ta. As-salawat. It's written as-salawat. But when we read it as-salah. The word as-zakah. There are many, many mismatches. Why don't we read what is there? Why don't we read what the letter is there? Why? Because we already memorized, right? But this was the style of writing. And this is something from the linguistic viewpoint. There is no relationship at all between the writing system of any language and the verbal system. Let me give you an example. Let me take one of these. The sound s, right? This is a sound. Do you have it in English? S? Do you have it? Right. You have it in English. We have it in Arabic. So the sound is the same, right? In English and Arabic. But in English you write it like this. And in Arabic we write it like this. And Chinese they write it like this. Do you know Chinese? How do they write it? I hope that you don't know it. Anyway. Okay. What I'm saying is that in any other language they would write it like this, for example. The sound is the same, but the writing system is different. Do you see what I'm saying? Sha. In Arabic we write it like this, and in English they write it like this. But it's still the same sound. So, what I am trying to say, if this Quran, we didn't want to write it according to the way we write the language now, because this is the copy that had been written at the time of Uthman. And that's why we call it Uthmanic. Mus'haf al-Uthmani. We keep it as it is, right? But this tells us that the Quran came to us through what? Memorization. Memorization. Even the companions, yes. they used to memorize. And they didn't want to write the Quran and to collect the writing of the Quran until what? Until 70 of the reciters died. It's the same way Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how did he learn the Quran? How did he learn it? He didn't know how to read his name even, as we will know. Yeah. When one day he was shown his name, right? He didn't recognize it. Try to imagine that. In one treaty, the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, we will see that when the word Muhammadur Rasulullah was written, and the disbelievers said that we don't acknowledge that you are Messenger of Allah. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked his companions to erase it. They refused. They said, how can we erase it? And we know that you are the Messenger of Allah. He asked Uthman, he asked Ali ibn Abi Talib. Ali ibn Abi Talib refused. And he said, okay, show it to me. And they show it to him. This is Rasulullah. So Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself erased it. Yes. This was in the Treaty of Sulh al-Hudaybiyah. We'll come to this inshallah. But this tells us Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he died, he didn't know how to read. Even the word Rasulullah, he didn't know how to read it. So the way Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the Quran is by what? By memorization. Jibreel, every time he gives him something here. Without having this quality, what would happen? It would be difficult for the Arabs to memorize the Quran. Okay, we have one half of the Quran now. Do you read the whole Quran? Or do you memorize? I know that you memorize the whole Quran. But when you read it, do you think that your reading is better or your memorization is better? Well, I mean, when you read, do you make mistakes? Yes, so you read as well as you memorize. How did you memorize it? By reading or by listening to? By? Reading continuously. Did you read it through a sheikh? Yes, so he corrected you. So whenever you try to read the word as-salah, as salawat, he would tell you as-salah. Right? How could you read it without knowing how to read it? Oh no, because there are some verses. Okay, well, how about other verses? Other things? You should, I mean, there should be someone to read it for you before you read it. Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's impossible for the Arabs. Now you can go to some Arabs, you can test them. If you have some sisters here or some brothers here who come from any Arab country, you ask them to read from the Quran, and when they read, they will make mistakes, unfortunately. Yes. Unfortunately, they would make mistakes in reading. Because of the mismatch of the writing system here and the writing system of the Arabic language. Not only that, there are some types of the Mus'haf, like the Mus'haf, Pakistani Mus'haf, right? You find differences in the way that's written. Am I correct? Yes. As I said, the writing system has nothing to do with memorization of the Quran. Even you would find a way, every surah, every day we read it 17 times, Surah Al-Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm Al-Din, or Maliki Yawm Al-Din. Am I correct? Both of them are correct, and you don't see it. You see only one symbol. How can you read it? Maliki and Maliki. Sometimes you read it with Alif, and sometimes you don't read it with Alif. How did we know this? Because of listening to it. We listened it from people. He said that he listened it from Sheikh, and listened it from other, until it reaches Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you will never be given ijazah. If you read Quran well, the people will tell you that, who gave you this ijazah? That means, who gave you this permission, this certificate, or how do you translate ijazah? Yeah. And you say that, I learned it by myself, so nobody will listen to you. Nobody will listen to you. You have to say that, who gave you this ijazah? And you have to mention your sheikh. And your sheikh, you should know the whole series, the whole chain of the people who gave it to you until Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you know the whole chain? You have to know. And I'm afraid, yes, the ijazah should be given like this. And Brother Yasir, for example, who teaches the first class, he told me that he got ijazah for teaching Sahih al-Bukhari from the author of this book. That he read Sahih al-Bukhari through him, and he allowed him to teach Sahih al-Bukhari. And this is the way the people kept this religion safe. Anyway, let's go back to this characteristic that the Arabs were illiterate people, and when you are illiterate, you depend on your memory. And usually, you find people living in villages and in primitive area are with a stronger memory than those who live in the cities and the towns. For example, I give you an example. I and Abdurrahman met each other a month ago, and we still have some doubts whether we met each other or where did we meet. Yes. But compare this with people in village because they don't have a lot of changes. So when someone strange comes, right, all of them know that this is a stranger and they start asking questions. But you don't care here whether there's a stranger came to the mosque or not. And after some time, if you are a regular person here, you would observe who is a stranger here. Am I correct? Yes, you observe this. So the Arabs were illiterate, and this helped them to depend on their memory, and they had very good memories. And there are many examples, and they had some sort of clubs, poetry clubs, that they used, for example, to put the best poem on some sort of a board like this, and when they come next meeting, it would be after a week, and you would find that all the people who attend this club are memorizing it very easily. Anyway, they were good memories, and that's why Allah selected them to be the carriers of this book. Compare this with other languages or with other people of scriptures, you don't find this characteristic even written in their history. You don't find a single book, to the best of my knowledge, telling us that the people, the disciples of Jesus, peace be upon him, were clever in memorization. If you know a resource, show me. Did any one of you read something about this? You see, no, nobody reads. But all of the Arabs, yes, and even it happened one day that a Muslim sister told me that I feel ashamed when I say Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an illiterate prophet. I said that we don't feel ashamed. We are very proud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it in the Quran. Not only Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the majority of the Arabs were illiterate. And she asked, how can we be proud of this? I said that this is the only way that they memorized the book. Compared with other religions, you don't find this. You don't find any description of the people of the time. Okay. These are some qualities that I have aspects of the Arabs at that time. If you have some, you can add them to me. Do you want to add any positive thing about the Arabs or negative thing? Hospitality. They were very hospitable. They were very generous. Very good, I know that, huh? Other things? Okay. Very good. This is very excellent. They kept their promise. Whenever they say something, they keep it. Unlike now, whenever they say things, they don't keep it now. No. And at that time, they used to say something and keep it. They never changed their opinion. This was something very shameful among them. And by the way, this is something common in the American culture in general. In general, you can say that the American people stress in their teaching how to keep your promise. They do that. Even they give teachers some lectures and some training courses. Even if they promise a student that they will punish him, they have to punish him in a way to keep their promise. This is something that relatively speaking, you would find it. Yes, you would find some errors in them, but you find this quality in them. And at that time, the earth, all the earth approximately, were keeping their promises. Other things? Okay, let's get to the first task. We have 5 minutes. Each group should write 2 lessons from what I said. I talked about something. What are the lessons that we learn from what I said? I might have said them, but you may get, yes, you write them. But before you write, you need to discuss, you need to allow everyone to speak for a minute, right? And then you decide which 2 points you are going to write. This task is for 5 minutes. Please, please participate in the discussion. This is very important. Yes. Okay. But what we are missing some people. When you take your final decision, you have to write it very neatly on the big board that you have. Huh? Yeah, it's smaller than this. Because by the end of the day, you will finish the whole. 2 lessons that you learn from the aspects of the Arab or the Arabian aspects at that time. Huh? No, don't explain, just mention this. But if I ask you why did you say this, you have to give me, you have to explain to me. Yeah. Yeah. If the sister finished, please send your paper from the door. Under the door. Have you finished group 4? Group 3? Finished, that means you finished 2 sentences with 2 full stops. Not writing. Writing. Have you finished writing? We're writing. So group 5 will take 6 points. Group 5, the other one. Yes, bring it. So, and this is group. Good. Group 6 will take also 6 points. finished? Yeah, just keep it with you. Yeah, so group one finished also. 6 points. Anyone comes after this would take less than 6 points. You. The moderator. No, the moderator is going to bring. No, not you. Yes, we have a moderator here. Good. So, this is group four. Yeah. For the sisters, you may keep this with you, but you send me a small card. You can send me a small card. Okay. I've asked you to read when I asked you. Yes. Group three, done? Not yet? Group. This teaches us that we need to be more focusing while the lecture is given. And this would save you time. You're done, right? Okay. So, any paper comes after now, it will take four. Okay, well, we are done. We are going to listen to what was said. Whatever would come, yes, I would give it a grade, but let's be more precise in what we get. Please stop writing now. Now it's done. Okay. No, just keep it. I'll ask you to read. You can take the microphone and... Yeah. Can you read this? Group 6 wrote... Yeah.
Primitive Arabs had very good memorization skills.
Okay.
And the second one is, they did not know how to lie and were very trustworthy.
Yes. I just want to teach ourselves how to be precise in writing. It's not... They did not know how to lie. They knew how to lie, but they avoided lying. Yes, because if you say that they didn't know how to lie, that means they are not, they don't have any skill, right? They didn't do anything good. But they knew how to lie, but they didn't lie. Yes, very good. Group four.
Allah chose the best of mankind to lead the world out of ignorance.
Very good. There's a verse from the Quran that says, Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalatah. Allah knows best where to put His message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not favor the Arabs, does not favor the Jews, does not favor the Christians, does not favor anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of it. But Allah knows best where to give the message, where to put the message. This is really something very good. Very good point from the sisters. No. And in generally speaking, I can say that in this exercise, this task, the sisters did better than the brothers. I mean, because they finished quicker than you. No, this is one point. Yes, it teaches you how to be more organized. Yes. This is a truth. I mean, you have to confess. I mean, I didn't say something of my own. This is what they wrote. Good.
And the second one is their ability to memorize surpass their illiteracy.
Very good. Their ability, this is something even I didn't say, but this is more understanding than what I said. So their ability to memorize surpass their illiteracy. Very good. Group 5.
Allah has sent the Quran to Arabic because of their eloquence and incredible memory, so they can carry His message.
Allah has sent Quran to Arabic to us because of their eloquence and incredible memory. It has something good, but I just want to correct the wording. Allah did not send the Quran to the Arabs because of their eloquency only. Yes, because of many other elements. But if you mean Arabic, that's in Arabic language, Because when Allah sends a message to people, He sends the message in the same language they speak. How can Allah send a message to the Americans in a different language? Even the Prophet doesn't know this language, this foreign language. Usually the message comes to people in the same language that they speak. Right. Their Arabic, this is very good, seems accurate, sound system was so bad that they were perfect candidate for the guidance of Quran. And I didn't understand this. Their Arabic social system was so bad that they were perfect candidate for the guidance of Quran. In a way, yes. But this should not be general. Yes. But other human beings at that time, when you compare the Arabs at that time with other human beings, with other people in the world, you will still find the Arabs are better than others. You still find Arabs better than the Arabs, others. When you compare them with the Indians, for example, how did they treat the women? How did they do this? How did they do this? When you compare them with the Jews at that time, when you compare them with the Christians at that time, they were still not bad. So, I mean, it's not wholly that they were bad. Yes. But anyway, it has a point that the social system was bad and they needed guidance like other people. And even the Jews, although they were given guidance from Allah before, yet they were expecting the Prophet to come from them. Or they hoped that the new Prophet would come from their descendants. Yes. Very good points. You can return them from others. Good. Let's hear from the brothers. Give the microphone to the brothers. Please, be very specific when you speak. I can read what you say, but I want you to participate. Very specific, very quickly. Yes. You need one minute. Yes. Read. Read what you wrote.
Our first point is...
This is group number one.
Our first point was keeping covenants.
Keeping covenants.
You
mean keeping promises, right?
Yeah.
Good.
And... The second point was about honesty and their trustworthiness.
Very good. So this is the best or the most specific ones I got. Very specific words. Yes. And by the way, it's one characteristic of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he was given jawami' al-kalim. It doesn't mean that they were given Jawami' al-Kalim. Jawami' al-Kalim means that he was given the ability to make the biggest meaning in the smallest number of words. So it's always good for a human being when he was not asked to elaborate, to be very concise and to get to the point. It's something good, and I noticed that they came to the point very quickly. Yes, group two.
Our first quality was a bad quality.
Okay.
And it was that the Arabs was the bad quality of the Arabs was that without the guidance of Islam, the Arabs lived a life of sin. Being specific like shirk.
Yeah, of course. They had shirk, definitely. The Arabs had shirk. Very good point. Because they were worshipping idols beside Allah. So they had shirk. Yes. Very good. And this tells us that the message of Islam came to fight shirk. Very good. Yes, can you stop writing?
Our good quality,
yeah,
of Arabs is they had good memorization skills, which helped them to further their understanding of the Quran.
Okay. Their eloquency in Arabic, I didn't mention this by the way. Their eloquency in Arabic made them understand the meaning of the Quran. I did not mention this, and really, really, this is something good. That's what I expect. That's what I expect. You mentioned something that I didn't say. Their eloquency made them understand Arabic more than anyone else. They are very clever in the language to the degree that when they get the message, they get it, they understand it. And that's why they could not resist the beauty of the Quran. In one incident, we may mention it later on, they asked one of them to go to listen to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, go to him, but don't listen to him. See the people, what are they doing? They were gathering in some place, they were meeting the Muslims. And they told him, go to see, to tell us, what are they doing? But don't listen to Muhammad. Because if you listen, now you cannot resist what he will say. And the person went and he put some dough. Do you know dough? Donuts? The dough? He put the dough here to avoid listening to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on the way he said, am I stupid? I'm a big person. He was a leader. That's a, he said, I'm a leader. I have a mind. Why should I put this dough in my mind? Let me listen to what Muhammad says. If it is good, I'll take it. If it is bad, I'll leave it. And this is something good about the Arab, the Thai. I mean, they were looking for this. Well, why should I do this? Yeah, they wanted the thought of the issue. And he went and he took the dough out of his ear and listened to what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And he liked it, and he went to Muhammad and converted Islam just by listening to the verse. If they don't understand the language, they wouldn't come up to this. Because they know that these meanings, and by the way, this is the most miraculous aspect about the Quran, is the meaning. Is not like many people think that it is the scientific aspect of the Quran. No. The scientific aspect of the Quran is the weakest miraculous points in the Quran. The strongest one are the meaning and the vocabulary. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the words beside each other to the degree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affects the heart and the mind of human beings. It's really, and this is, from now on, this is an invitation, brothers and sisters, an invitation for each one of you to learn Arabic. It's an invitation for all of us. We spend 10 years to learn English, or we spend 5 years to learn French, but we don't learn the language of the book. And the more you know about the language, the deeper you will understand. You will find among the Arabs, there are big differences in their understanding, depending on the depth of understanding of the language. You have to be serious and say that after this, if you get this lesson and you will apply it, and you will spend 10 years from your life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah will give you 60 or 70 or 80 years. And if you spend 10 years learning this language, it's not too much for yourself or too much for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's worthy of learning this because it will give you deeper understanding than any other one. Yes, you're done with the two? You've mentioned the good and the bad. Good? Okay, we must end at 3:15. We will end at 3:15, inshallah. Okay.
We had what was already mentioned, honesty and good memories. Two important
things. Honesty and good memories, yes. I mean, having things that are repeated by others, it's not a bad quality. Because by the end of the whole program, by the way, we will gather all these common things among you, and they will be a model for us. We will come up with probably with 20 things, 20 lessons from the whole seerah, and inshallah, we make pledges to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to fulfill these lessons.